Hello, this is 5 minutes of the Prophetess. In the beginning, episode 606. And the scripture we're going to use is Genesis 1:1. And it says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Then, this is King James Version. Then Message says, first this, God created the heavens and earth. All you see, all you don't see. That is from Message. And then Amplified Classic says, in the beginning, God prepared, formed, fashioned, and created the heavens and the earth. Wow. It's beautiful. It's a very beautiful scripture. And if this is the first time you're listening, then you have just a few more to listen to before you can understand where we're going, because it'll be very good for you to listen to what, you know, the previous episodes, and then you quickly join. So you just listen to this and then you go back and listen from episode one. It will really help you. Okay, so one thing about this episode's these episodes that I can revisit anything others at later on. So if I think that I want to revisit time, I will do that again, because we're talking about time, then we'll move on to other things. Because we're doing Genesis 1, chapters 1 and 2 together, and it's going to be beautiful. I've already told you that it is said to be the most important chapters in the whole Bible. We'll find out if that is true. Okay, so I spoke about time, and it made me go into Einstein and physics and all that, because physics is a branch of science that studies time. Time is a very fundamental part of the study of physics. And I wanted us to look at it, because then we get the total picture, because they are studying time, they are studying light, they are studying velocity, distance, they are studying space. So these are things that I said the writer of Genesis puts them out. I mean, who could have, almost 4,000 years ago, who was there studying physics to know? These are discoveries that were done in 1905 by Einstein. I'm not saying that physics were not studying, no, there were other theories, Newton law and all that. But it's amazing. It's really amazing. And I'm enthralled by it. I'm enthralled by God. That even though people say that, oh, but the Bible is not a human being that wrote it. That was my mother's argument. Always said it. Oh, please, forget about it. The Bible is just the human beings who wrote it. But they were inspired. We'll come to that. We'll go to 2 Timothy 3:16. We'll go into that. How he says that all scripture is given by inspiration. We'll go into that later on. Okay, so I want us to look at another aspect of what we're doing. When you look at how Amplified Classic puts it, he said, In the beginning, God prepared, formed, fashioned, and created. But even before we go into fashion and created, he said, in the beginning, what? God. Who was there in the beginning? God. Who was that? You were not there. I wasn't there. Nothing was there, because we discover that God created this heavens and the this heaven and earth out of nothing. Out of nothing. We're going to the Hebrew words for nothing. It's also very important. But why, prophetess, are you doing this Hebrew? Because you have to know that the Old Testament was written in Hebrew and the New Testament was written in Greek. And language is dynamic. Language is very, very, very important. So we need to know what the original word was. It will help us be able to decipher what it was really meant to be. Because language changes. You know, if you wake up somebody from the grave and you tell the person that, are you mad? You say, why are you saying, am I mad? Are you insulting me? No. Right now we say mad when the person is angry. Because you said something to the person, and the person was angry. So he said, are you mad at me? The person will say, what is the meaning of mad? Are you insulting me? Language is dynamic. It has changed. Mad is not just mental illness, but rage, anger is now said to be mad. So very important for you to understand the language in which it was written. And that is why in the next episode, I will enter into what the Hebrew word for nothing is, because the whole world was fashioned, we read, prepared, created, made out of nothing. Oh, beautiful. And that's why you shouldn't cry if you're sitting with a prophet and say, I have nothing. Oh, hallelujah. You have what makes, what it takes to make it. You have it. You are so blessed. Come back for more and share the link with somebody.